Earners, what's up? Look, in the world of personal finance management, finding the right tool is crucial. If you've been relying on Mint to keep your personal finances in check, I got a mix of news for you. Mint is closing down. But here's a silver lining. Monarch Money is stepping up as the go-to financial app, and users, including myself, are making the switch with a smile. Before Monarch, juggling my finances felt like navigating a stormy sea. Other apps either lacked features or were too cumbersome. Then came Monarch Money. Its ease of use, powerful features, and sleek design turned financial management from a chore into a breeze. The constant updates, well, that's the cherry on top. But what truly set it apart for me was its collaboration feature. Money matters can strain relationships, but Monarch brings peace to the table. The app's collaboration tools allow my partner and I to seamlessly manage our finances together. We aligned on our budgets, tracked our cash flow, and even planned our future goals all in one place. Speaking of goals, be it saving for a down payment, your dream vacation, or your children's education, Monarch simplifies it all. It's no wonder the Wall Street Journal hailed it as the best budgeting app. This isn't just an app. It's the next generation of personal finance management, ad-free, intuitive, and always evolving with you in mind. Now look, Monarch isn't just another app. It's the all-in-one solution, from effortlessly importing your data from Mint to customizing your dashboard to your heart's content. Monarch respects your privacy with a strict no ads, no data selling policy. This is financial management as it should be, focused on you. Look, after trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/Mondays. That's monarchmoney.com/Mondays for your extended 30-day free trial.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Let's start the show off with NVIDIA.
Mighty, mighty.
It's been a talk of the town. Baby. Went down Friday. Yep. Went down today. So we're seeing a pullback happen, which isn't surprising because of the run that it's had. So the question would be, how far will it pull back? Is this something that could potentially be long-term? Is this a buy-in option? Or will this pop back soon? Is it overpriced? Is it overvalued?
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let's start there.
Lesson number one: you never want to buy when it's at an all time high. I talked about this on Stock Club call this past Saturday, but when it got to that high, it had a hell of a drop on Friday. When you're hearing a stock go up this much, like if we look beginning of the year, it was 492, it hit a high of 974. You got to start to steer clear. Number two, is it over? No. But if you think a stock can just continue to rise 5 or 10% a day, that's really illogical for the stock market. It may be commonplace in crypto, but in stocks, no. It could pull back to maybe 744. Not a bad entry if I can get in there. Will a split come? Yes, eventually. I like it better if it gets down to 625. I don't know if it will, but I like the stock long term, but these are investing principles 101. Once the stock gets to an all-time high, please refrain from buying. If you do that, you'll be okay. I know some of you feel like you missed out, but it sucks to be in a stock at 950 and then you get hit for 85 bucks in a loss. So I think it's one of those lessons, regardless of what the asset class is, if you're buying at a high, you're asking to get your portfolio killed.
Yeah, this is a classic case of a stock that's just a little bit exhausted. When you're talking about that run from 400 to 974 within 2 months, I mean, at some point it has to pull back, and that's a good thing, right? Like you look at, especially in the options market, when you look at the amount of volume and the percentage of what NVIDIA is taking inside of that market, it almost doesn't even make sense. So a pullback is fine. And it's actually needed.
right? So what people are looking to buy in, I think you gave some great numbers. If it gets under 800, I like to add more to the position. But this is it's a marathon, right? You don't want to be running at a sprinter's pace during this marathon. And so is it going anywhere? No. In fact, price targets were actually raised. I just saw Cantor Fitzgerald raise their price target to 1,200. So it's not going anywhere. Will competition be coming? Yeah, absolutely. Is it within the next 6 to 8 months? Probably not steep competition.
I don't think so.
It's brewing. It's brewing. It won't be here in the next, in the next 6 to 12, but it is brewing. We saw Kathy Wood said that she sold some of her shares. And so you start seeing things like that. And it makes sense, right? People will take profits. And we brought up the options part because, again, we understand that contracts expire every Friday, and we understand quadruple witching. And so that's happening around this time too. And so you got to take all these things into account when you start looking at a stock like NVIDIA that has run up a lot, and people have taken profits, and rightfully so. You should be taking profits. Because this run is unprecedented, and I've never seen anything like it. So we got to be diligent with how we're managing this.
I said 2 weeks ago, like, when things start to not make sense, then they don't, it's not going to make sense for too much longer. And I made a comparison when when the CEO of Ripple became the 10th richest person in the world years ago, when Ripple was at $3.23. And I said the same thing with NVIDIA. NVIDIA is not more important than Google. It's not more important than Apple. It's an important company. It's a thing called common sense in life.
I think NVIDIA may be more important than Google, but
I don't know. I might argue that it is if not more important, as important.
Shoddy, make the face again.
I don't know.
That's not a clear out face. Get out the way.
It makes sense. The XRP definitely makes sense. The NVIDIA case, it might be as important, if not more, but keep going.
But the rate of growth was unsustainable.
That's true.
Like I said, it's a thing called common sense. Like, when you see something that's just keep, what goes up must come down. So it's gonna be fine long term. It's gonna continue to go up long term. But obviously, when you see 25% of stock options in NVIDIA, and you see it go up, 300% in a year, and it become the third most valuable company in the stock market, on pace to be the second most valuable company in the stock market.
Yeah.
Passing up, every company in the world, pretty much.
The highest call volume in their history.
Crazy.
Yeah. I mean, there's more companies that make chips outside of NVIDIA. If they were the only company in the world that made computer chips, then okay. I would say that they're a more important company than Apple or Amazon or Google or Microsoft. But I mean, let's put things in perspective. They're not the only company in the world that makes computer chips. They might be the biggest company, but they're not the only
one of the best. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So, I just think that, it's important to kind of always keep things in perspective. NVIDIA will be fine, but it's bound to happen when you just keep going up like this,
The law of price averages come into play. If you triple inside of a year, you're a multi-trillion dollar company. It's impossible to go up 6-7x in a year without having a precipitous crash. Now, if the net margin was higher, and it's still at 49%. If the net margin was like 82%, I would be like, okay, they have more room to continue to push towards 1500. But like, if you just doing a mathematical calculation, they are technically at the price where they should start to fall back. And if you look on a monthly basis, they technically should be at 774. They're at 858 right now. Like, whether it's Bitcoin, Ethereum, ADA, Frito-Lays, Kellogg, you have to obey these law of averages in terms of how much the market will move up.
So what's your price target for NVIDIA for next year or 2 years?
I'm still having at 1,030.70. That's where I think we'll get to this year, probably around October. I think the summer will be rough. Biden going to do his Biden dance, do whatever he can to keep his chances of being in. I'm seeing Kamala going on a campaign trail. Shout out to you, Queen. But yeah, 1,030.70 is where I have it going this year.
I definitely see it crossing the 1,000 mark, maybe up to 1,100. For some of the reasons that you talked about, but even more importantly, the Fed chair, he hinted, right? Like he's starting to make more hints that there will be a lowering of the rate. Maybe it's 0.25%. Maybe it's, you know, 0.5%. We'll see. That might start in March. And we know what happens in the summer months over the past couple of years. And we've seen what happened in the fourth quarter, especially when we're talking about semis and definitely technology. So all signs are pointing to appreciation over the course of 2024. And so there's more growth, right? This pullback is great, but get your price targets now and figure out where you want to enter the position. That's one of those golden rules, right? Never enter the position before you know where you're going to exit. So definitely, I would be putting my if you're doing the Fibonacci lines, I would definitely be marking them off now.
Absolutely. Drawdown all time. September 22 was -59% from the high. January 2019 was 52% from the high. Back in 2010, -79% from the high. So I'm not saying that they're going to drop 50% or 70%, but I would, like you said, if you draw out your fibs, historically, knowing how low a stock is going will be in your favor if we do have a dramatic crash. But Biden made that call, huh, to the Fed chair. Hey, bro, I need them rates cut.
He said, I see it coming. Yeah, and I think they're in a position, right, especially when we talk about the tension between them and China with not being able to sell certain chips to them, the H100, H200, knowing that AMD is building a chip that's going to be more cost-effective. It gives them opportunity to now look at the landscape and see what competitors are doing and how do they combat it. Because, yes, they don't make the most chips, right? TSM does that, but they do lead in GPUs in terms of functionality, efficiency, and high power. But I just got some information about another type of chip that might be even more functional for the everyday business, and those are LPUs. And so I'm going to give y'all the knowledge on that. Probably I'm going to go into that a little bit more, probably a little bit next week.
So, and to be completely fair, AMD and TSM fell as well. So this, the entire sector and NASDAQ got affected by it. It wasn't just them that fell.
Yeah. Yeah, ASML, all of them.
Yeah.
So any price under 800 is a good buying price for NVIDIA.
No, I wouldn't say any per se, but I like it at, like, if I wanted like a quick entry, maybe 784. And then if it fell to, if it ever got to 630, I would be elated. I would be elated. We got to take, it went from 492 and had 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. 10 weeks of upward growth, whatever, going up 2 to 5% or 2 to 10% a week. So these are just laws of averages. You got to wait for it to pull back. If you get into 800, if you do a 2-year call, you'll be fine. If you hold a stock for 5 years, you'll be fine. But if you can't afford to lose that much, I will wait for the prices that I gave. And then once they get above 1,000, I think they'll split anyway.
I was just going to ask you that. At what number do you think a split will take place? You think
when they cross and close above 1,000, they have to, because now it's too pricey, because this is the most important stock in the United States of America right now.
5-1, 6-1,
hopefully that would be ideal. And even Buffett, I don't know if you guys read, but I went through the Warren Buffett's annual letter. He only mentioned Apple one time. So for all of you kept saying Apple's fine, the ecosystem, you have to put out the fire when it's a small grease fire, not when your whole kitchen's in shambles. Like when me and Shadi both was like, yo, Apple hasn't delivered how they should. Buffett barely, that's like when you like got an ex and you don't mention them. No, you don't even say my ex.
But that's
kind of just wipe them out the footnotes.
Like, in all fairness, right? He mentioned it once, but what's his largest holding?
Yes, but will it change?
No, that's what, that would be the indicator, right? Like if we start to see that type of sell-off, if we start seeing allocations move differently with Berkshire Hathaway, okay.
Now if it drops 5 or 10%.
Yeah.
Because Charlie was really the driving force, like, and he should have did it maybe 7 years earlier. But I put on Twitter this weekend, like, they missed the acquisition of Tesla, but the war between him and Elon was going on, so he wasn't going to buy it. Missed AMD. I think they should have probably got DJI. They haven't announced a crypto or wallet project. Haven't pushed aggressively enough into healthcare. Like, sometimes you can rest on your laurels, and I think they're still a great company, but the next big thing, it's like the NBA. iPhone is LeBron, but it's driving the revenue, but you need a replacement. No one even wants the iPhone anymore. Wemby's close, but not there. Like, they have to find something fast before somebody else takes the guard.
Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. You can earn 4 times points on your top 2 eligible spending categories every month, like transit, U.S. restaurants, and gas stations. That's the powerful backing of American Express. 4 times points on up to $150,000 in purchases per year. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.